I think, you know, we let ourselves down in at key moments, allowing crosses to come into the box and not tracking runners in the way that we should have done. But we did pull our socks up in the second half, and I thought the second half performance was very, very good. You know, the players are sat in there very disappointed that we haven't been able to replicate the second half performance in the first half, and that's been the story of the last couple of weeks. You know, we had that against Arsenal, against Tottenham, where we played fantastic for one half and let ourselves down, you know, in the other half. You know,
the second and third goals being so close together and looking quite avoidable as well.
Exactly.
Are they the source of the most frustration for you this afternoon?
Yeah, that is the source of the most. It's avoidable. That's more to the point. But I suppose most teams in that situation will be saying that.
So what do you do about that sort of thing, Chris?
You have to get back to the training ground, and you have to hope that your players are fit and ready to go for next time.
How can you maintain belief amongst your troops here now? It's looking harder by the week, isn't it, survival?
It's looking harder by the week. Most teams in this situation would always look at that. And I'm sure the teams below us will be looking at that when today, you know, maybe one, maybe both might lose. And maybe one above the line might lose. So, you know, everyone's getting to that point where the anxiety is high, and every mistake seems to be heightened. But the only thing we can do really is get back to the drawing board and try to eradicate those unfortunate mistakes next week against Everton.
Can you do it?
Yeah, I think we can do it. I mean, we wouldn't have fought like that if we didn't think we could do it. I mean, the boys have got such belief. We thought we were going to, you know, bring it back to 3-3, you know, because there wasn't one player who's actually left anything out there, as you probably saw in the game. It wasn't one of those where it's 3-0 down and everyone's throwing the towel in and you know, capitulating to 6-7-0. You know, like you said, you know, the fact is that they scored two goals pretty close to each other, and I think had we been a little bit more fortunate or a little bit more concentrated, we might have kept it down to one by half time, and then Palace would have been in a real game. But fair play to Palace, you know, that little bit of quality that shows when it's really needed is what's now dragged them well out of the relegation zone.
And on a different day, we'll be talking about Matt Phillips' goal till the cows come home, wouldn't it? It was a wonderful goal.
It's a fantastic goal, but we scored. You know, we have scored in nearly every game, but it's the reason why you are where you are is because of the situations that we saw in the first half.